Last weekend, about 20 feet below the blue-green waters off Florida's Marquesas Key, divers found at least $1 million worth of sunken treasure, gold chains, gold bars, gold rings, and a mysterious 6-inch lead box. This may sound like the plot of yet another pirate movie, but it's the real-life story of the Santa Margarita, a Spanish galleon lost 385 years ago in a hurricane. What's left of the ship and its bounty is scattered over 7 miles below water. Divers from Blue Water Ventures have been following the trail for 2 years. Yesterday, they brought their findings ashore, and today they found out what was inside that little lead box. I spoke with Greg Bounds. He's captain of the Blue Water Rose, the salvage boat that was used for this expedition, and he described the box for us.
Well, it's about 3 to 4 inches deep and about 6 inches long, oval. And when we brought it up, there's about a half-inch crack in the bottom of it, and we're able to peer into there, and we can see pearls. So we know there's at least a box full of pearls.
Now, since, you know, you can actually see what's inside them, I wonder why you didn't open it when you first brought it up.
We're not allowed to open anything like that out at sea. We bring it into our conservation lab so our archaeologists can look at it and study and photograph it before it's ever disturbed.
So are you planning to open the box right now while we're on the phone with you?
We're opening it right now in just a couple of minutes. They're getting all the tools ready.
Some of the other things you found, the gold chains, are you talking about like chains that people might wear around their neck?
That's right. We found around 30 feet of gold chain, different style links. Back then, they didn't have to pay tax on jewelry, so a lot of people converted their gold to gold chains, and then they would wear their chain, and they could break off a link if they needed to buy something here and there. We call it money chain.
And we thought bling was new.
Yeah, right. There was more bling back in the 17th century than we could ever imagine today.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
They got the lid. They're opening it. Pearls. Lots and lots of pearls.
What size are they?
Some are very small. Some are large. Wow.
Yeah, one by John. Oh.
Looks like there's black pearls. All different colored pearls.
Yeah.
It's a very big one there.
Oh, wow. Look at this. We were talking about pearl.
Okay. Wow, there's a large pearl.
Large. When you say large, what do you mean, gumball?
I would say probably half inch around.
That's a good size pearl.
Especially for being this old. It's very, very rare to see a pearl survive on the bottom of the ocean like that. Luckily, this lead box protected them.
Now, you have been thinking about this all week since you pulled this box up. Are you surprised, disappointed? Is this about what you expected to find?
To tell you the truth, I was really hoping for some bright gold in the box, but we knew there was pearls, and we were very, very excited just to find that. Those pearls could be worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Is there still more on the bottom of the seafloor?
Well, according to the manifest, there's lots and lots more. There's at least over 160 silver bars, 4 bronze cannons, and over 80,000 silver coins that we know of for a fact that's missing.
Well, Captain Bounds, congratulations on your find. When do you get back out on the water? When do you get back to work?
I think we'll be back on the water by next Tuesday or Wednesday. Hopefully to find a lot more gold.
Greg Bounds, captain of the Blue Water Rose, one of the treasure hunters involved in the salvage of a 17th century shipwreck in the Florida Keys.